بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا، أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. The Holy Imam عليه السلام says, recitation of the salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad kicks away hypocrisy from the hearts. So let us hear secondly the recitation of salawat on Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And the Holy Imam عليه السلام says, the recitation of the salawat brings the hearts together and kicks the devils out. So third time, raise your voice with the salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي كي نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا إنك كنت بنا بصيرا. Respected scholar, respected learned ones, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Again, another night inshallah, we come together to learn, to benefit from the blessings of this holy month, the blessed month of Shahr Ramadan. Inshallah, all of us will benefit from it. Inshallah, all of us will learn from it. Inshallah, all of us will be able to share this knowledge and practice it, so we may see it in the Day of Judgment. Al-Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. You know one thing very beautiful I see in Tanzania, I don't see anywhere else. I love it. Every time I mention the Imam's name or the Prophet's name, alayhim salatu wassalam, I hear the salawat. You know, this is a deposit in our bank accounts. Yeah, it might stretch the majlis a little bit, but on the Day of Judgment, we will cash in this deposit. We'll have it back, mashaAllah. It's beautiful. You don't see it anywhere, mashaAllah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. The Holy Imam said about the Holy Qur'an, and let us, yes, I will talk about the Qur'an, I will talk about the Qur'an, I will talk about the Qur'an. I will remind you of the Qur'an, I remind myself first of the Qur'an, over and over and over again. He says, وَتَعَلَّمُوا الْقُرْآنِ, and learn the Holy Qur'an. فَإِنَّهُ رَبِيعُ الْقُلُوبِ, it is the spring of the heart. You know how in the year we have four seasons, summer, very hot, autumn. Do you have autumn here in Tanzania? Very little. There we have a lot of autumn. Winter, do you have winter here? No? In Detroit, it's always minus 20, minus 30. It's freezing all the time. And spring. We all love spring, right? Beautiful. The Quran is the spring of our hearts. وَاسْتَشْفُوا بِنُورِهِ, and seek healness. It's medicine for the hearts, for those who know how to drink it. فَإِنَّهُ شِفَاءُ الصُّدُورِ, it heals the hearts. وَأَحْسِنُوا تِلَاوَتَهُ, أَحْسِنُوا تِلَاوَتَهُ, recite it well. MashaAllah, here I hear people reciting the Qur'an every day. Beautiful. MashaAllah. Do all of it, all of us, inshaAllah. فَإِنَّهُ أَنْفَعُ وَأَحْسَنُ الْقَصَصِ, it is the best learning stories that we learn from the Holy Qur'an. In the past nights, I will review to make sure no one forgets. We have talked about taqwa. We have defined taqwa. We talked about the fruits, the good things about taqwa we get from taqwa. How do we attain taqwa? And we started talking about what will prohibit us, What will stop us from getting taqwa? The first thing we said is being heedless. Not paying attention. Being what? Heedless. Inshallah, I make sure everyone, I can hear everyone, because I want to make sure everyone knows what we're talking about. So now we're talking about being heedless. Heedless of what? Our enemy. We were talking about the enemies. There are three things, three enemies. Number one is shaitan. What is number one? Excellent. I don't know, are people sleeping? MashaAllah, there's a lot of numbers here. What is number one? Good, we're waking up a little. I know it's late. I know you take a long time, mashallah, you travel, it's hot, but inshallah, you stay awake with me for a little bit. We talked about the shaitan and we talked how he paints, beautifies things. See, we have bank accounts. You know, you have a bank account. You go and open a saving account and a checking account. You have it here. Now there are two bank accounts in our lives. One bank account is called the dunya bank account. The other bank account is called what? Al-akhirah bank account. One is saving, one is checking. Which one is what? The checking, do they give you interest here? Do they give you more money on it? No, I don't take interest. The checking account is like the dunya. You put and you take. You put and take. But in the hereafter, you put and Allah puts more. There is a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He says when he went to heaven, ascended in the Isra and Mi'raj, he saw as he's in one of the heavens, the angels were taking brick, building a house, and they would put a brick, then another brick, then a third brick, you know, building a house. Then they would stop. They would stop for a little bit. And then they go back and build a brick, and another brick, and a third brick, and then they would stop. The Prophet asked Jibreel alayhi salam, what is happening here? Jibreel told him, these angels listen to our work, to each one of us. When we say Subhanallah, they put a brick. When we say Alhamdulillah, they put a brick. When we say La ilaha illallah, what do they do? Put a brick. When we stop, what do? They stop. On the Day of Judgment, when we go, how many houses do we have? You ask yourself, how many times we build, we say tasbihat, glorifications? Now the shaitan tries to make us manipulate, change things. He'll change things around for us. He beautifies things that are wrong, he makes them good. The good things, he makes them bad. And the shaitan tries to come from every direction, everywhere you go, everywhere you turn. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ. I shall come to Bani Adam from before them and from behind them. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ. And from their right hand side. وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. And from the left hand side. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And you will not find many of the people thankful. Shaitan will come everywhere, wherever you turn. Shaitan tries to pull you. And Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says this verse, I will make the akhirah, the Day of Judgment, as Shaitan is saying in this verse, that I will try to make the hereafter look so small, so far, and the dunya look so prevalent, so big, so beautiful. You ask yourself now, you sitting down here today, ask yourself, which is bigger in your eyes, al-akhirah or the dunya? If you you and me, if we see the dunya, this world big, and the akhirah is so far away, then shaitan is playing with us. We're chained. We listen to the shaitan. We follow the shaitan. But if we see the akhirah is big and the dunya is small, shaitan is far away from us. You answer yourself. Now the second thing, our second enemy is what? Is ourselves. The self-blaming. The one that orders us to do wrong and evil. When a group of Muslims went to war, they came back, the Prophet greeted them and he said, "You have finished the great struggle at Jihad al-Akbar, the small struggle at Jihad al-Asghar." The small struggle. They told him, "Prophet, we just finished the war." If that is a small struggle, what is the great struggle? He said, "The struggle of the self. Fighting yourself, fighting the shaitan. Making sure, see, shaitan doesn't make you do things. Pay attention to this. Shaitan does not make you do things. Shaitan just makes things look good for you. You make the choice. You say, yes, I will listen to music. Yes, I will do the haram. Yes, I will miss my prayer. Yes, I will drink alcohol. Yes, I will do. Yes, I will do. Yes, you make the decision. Not the shaitan. Shaitan does not make the decision for you. Don't blame everything with the shaitan. Wallah, oh, shaitan made me. Shaitan made me do this. No, you did this yourself. We always like to blame others. When the children don't do well in school, what do they say? "My father and my mother, they were stressing me too much." When the father doesn't do well, what does he do? "The family, the wife is driving me crazy." You know, the wives, the woman, poor woman. Everything we say is the fault of the woman. We wake up in the morning, we go to work, we're not feeling good. What's wrong? "My wife didn't make me feel good today." What did she do? And you know what's sad? You know, I don't know if it's a good idea because all men here, there are no women to defend me. But the woman, there is no one that they can't complain. Or do they complain? They complain or no? They argue or no? The men are just laughing. I don't know. They are scared. They go home. It is very important to pay attention, brothers and sisters. Why? Our mistakes in life can be costly. They can cost us a lot. We look around and we sometimes listen to the shaitan. Sometimes we listen to one small sin. Okay, God forgive us, it's okay. But you know, sometimes some mistakes we cannot undo. One mistake, one decision. You get down to one decision sometimes. Shaitan makes you slip. You drink the alcohol. Take the drugs. Ooh, it's good. Cocaine. Marijuana. What else? Hashish. You know, there is peer pressure. Especially the young ones. Peer pressure. Come on. Taste it. It's okay. The self tells you, yeah. Shaitan comes and tells yourself, try it one time. Only one time. Nothing will happen, right? It's only one time. Yourself says, okay, I'll try it one time, see what happens. And you get hooked on it. And you waste your life. It's one mistake. You have to watch out sometimes. Do not... The Imam says, do not look at any mistake, any sin, as a small sin. Because it might get you all your life. The third enemy is this life, this world. This world, we need to watch for it. Some people misunderstand this. Some people think the world is very bad. Ad-dunya is bad. No. A dunya can be your worst enemy and can be what? Your best friend. Worst enemy and what? Okay, I need to hear everyone. Worst enemy and what? Excellent, best friend. It's how and what you choose. You choose to make it your best friend, you can use it for the hereafter. You want to make it your worst enemy? Let's see how. Allah says, He warns us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuha an-nas. O people. The message is for everyone. Inna wa'ada Allahi haqq. Allah promised you. And His promise is what? Is certainly the truth. Allah does not make mistake. Allah tells you, you will die, you will die. He tells you there is a day of judgment, there is a day of judgment. You watch out. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. This life should not deceive you, should not play tricks on you. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And don't be deceived by Allah. What does that mean? Sometimes we think that we're doing something and it's good but it's bad. Sometimes the hayat al-dunya, this life, it drags you, shoves you, takes you in, blinds you. Because you love it, you're entertained in it. You enjoy it too much. Allah says, you should have fun. Build this life. See, it's not haram to be rich. It's not haram to be wealthy. It is not. It's okay. It's not haram to want to make money. It's okay. But it is haram to work for money for the sake of money. To work for this life for the sake of this life. It is bad to want to use money to do haram. It is bad to want money to show off in front of people. No. The thing is, we need to know how to use this life for the hereafter. Okay? We use this life for the hereafter. I and you, we all want to have good job, right? Let's not lie to ourselves. Let's not say, no, I want to be away from this life. I want to only worship Allah and do nothing. Allah tells you, no, this is wrong. I gave you this life. Al-Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says something very beautiful. He says, الدُّنْيَا, this life, مَزْرَعَةُ الْآخِرَةِ. You plant in this life, you get the fruits where? Where? Excellent. You get the fruits in the hereafter. If you don't plant, what do you do? What happens? If let's say, are there a lot of farms in Tanzania? A lot of plantations? If the farmer says, when do they start farming here? Every month. Let's say they start in January. So they can get the fruits in March, let's say. If the farmer says, I have this beautiful land, all these farms around me. Beautiful farms, mashallah, a lot of greenery, a lot of land. But he says, and now, today, I have to do some party. I have to go some clubbing. A farmer, okay? He has to go enjoy himself. Tomorrow I'll start planting. Tomorrow comes, he says, I need to sleep a little bit. I'm tired. I had a lot of fun yesterday. I need to do what? Sleep today. Another day passes. Then the third day comes. And he says, today, I want to go have fun, enjoy my friends. I will plant when? Tomorrow. And the third day, and the fourth day, and the fifth day, and the sixth day, and the seventh. Then what happens? January passes. February comes. And March is there. Where are the fruits? No fruits. Why? No farming. No plantation. You need to know, did you plant in this life or not? So you can get the fruits in the hereafter. That is why if you have the intention, brothers and sisters, to live this life for the sake of Allah, when you go to work, you're committing worship. You're worshiping Allah. When you take care of your family, you're worshiping Allah. When you come here, you're worshiping Allah. When you're learning, you're worshiping Allah. See, it's all in the intention and making sure you are not heedless. That everything you do, you have Allah in your eyes. You have Allah in your mind. That is why one of the best things to do when you start any work is to say what? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. MashaAllah, everyone knows that. The best thing, anything you do, the first thing you say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now Allah Azza wa Jal is reminding us. See, do you know Bahlul? You've heard of Bahlul? Bahluls, they say, I don't know, different cultures might have him different character, but Bahlul was a very learned scholar, but the ruler wanted him to be a judge, and he didn't want to do that. So he acted as he was insane, he was crazy. And he always used to give examples to people so they could learn. One day there was a tree on the street, a big tree, fell on the street. He went to one side, he tried to pick it up, he picked it up. He went to the other side, he tried to pick it up, he picked it up. He went in the middle and tried to pick it up, it was very hard for him. You know, you go, if there is a big tree, big log, piece of wood, you go to one side, you can do it. To the other side, you can do it. In the middle, it's heavy. Bahlul said, this is life. One end is the hereafter. The other end is the dunya. Where is your intention? If your intention is for the hereafter, you can pick it up. If your intention is for this life, you will get this life. You cannot get both of them. You must make a choice which one you want to go. And shaitan tells you, one day go here, one day go here, one day go here, one day go here. No, no, no. Make a choice. One day I'm religious. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahu Akbar. One day, I'm partying. I'm going to clubbing. The other day, no, I got to learn. I have to remember Allah. The other day is, no, we have to make sure. We need to remember. Again, our first enemy, we have to know our enemies. Being heedless is a problem. We need to know our enemies to pay attention for them. Our three enemies are who? Ash-shaytan, ourselves, and ad-dunya. Okay? We need to watch out for them. And now, in this month, I want to make sure that as we read the supplications, brothers and sisters, we need to pay attention because the dua, when you read it, it is not only about reading the words. You must understand the words. Okay? It's very important to understand what is being read. And in the night of power, inshaAllah, we read Dua Abi Hamza al-Thamali. The one dictated by the Imam, alayhi salam, Zain al-Abidin, alayhi salam, to Abi Hamza al-Thamali. He teaches us a lot of things in that dua. We need to learn. Pay close attention. The Imam teaches us how to look at ourselves. How to think. And he always tells us, don't be heedless. Don't forget and to remember. It is very important to remember. And to think, what are we and where we are and how we are. In the dua, inshallah, on the nights of powers, we will read the dua. We need to train ourselves. See, we don't forget Allah through all the year and then the night of power comes and now we remember Allah. No, we need to train ourselves every single day. The Imam says in the dua to teach us how to talk to Allah. To remember and not to forget. وَمَا أَنَا يَا سَيِّدِي وَمَا خَطَرِي Oh my master, what am I and what is my danger? See, I'm nothing. We are nothing. Allah created us and then we die. We need to make something out of ourselves. هَبْنِي بِفَضْلِكَ سَيِّدِي وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيَّ بِعَفْوِكَ. Render me your pardon, my master. وَجَلِّلْنِي بِسِتْرِكَ. See, we make mistakes. You know, if anyone here was to be told our mistakes to the public, if our mistakes were to be told to the public, we will not do it. But Allah knows our mistakes and our sins, and we ask Him to cover us, to protect us. وَجَلِّلْنِي بِسِتْرِكَ وَعَفُ عَنْ تَوْبِيخِي بِكَرَمِ وَجْهِكَ. Pardon me, my Lord. Pardon me from your chastisement with your benevolent face. Brothers and sisters, listen to the Imam teaching us. Sayyidi, 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 my Master Allah. أنا الصغير الذي ربيت. I am the young one who you raised, O Allah. Think right now, think. Allah raised us. وأنا الجاهل الذي علمت. I'm the ignorant one, O my Lord, you taught me. وأنا الضال الذي هديت. I am the misled one who you, Allah, have guided me. وأنا الوضيع الذي رفعت. And I am the humiliated one who you elevated me. وأنا الخائف الذي آمنته يا الله. And I am the frightened one who you safeguarded. وأنا الجائع الذي أشبعته. And I am the hungry one you fed. Oh, merciful Allah. وأنا العطشان الذي أرويت. And I am the thirsty one who you quenched. والعار الذي كسوت. And the naked one who you dressed. والفقير الذي أغنيت. And the poor one who you gave wealth to. والضعيف الذي قويت. And I am the weak one who you gave strength to. والذليل الذي أعززت. And the insignificant one you made so honorable. والسقيم الذي شفيت. And I am the sick who you, O Allah, cured me. والسائل الذي أعطيت. And the needy one who you gave. والمذنب الذي سترت. I am the sinner who you protected and covered. وأنا الخاطئ الذي أقلت. I am the one who made so many mistakes and you aided me. وأنا القليل الذي كثرت. Who am I? I am so insignificant and you honored me. وأنا المستضعف الذي نصرت. I am the one who is oppressed and you made me so victorious. وأنا الطريد الذي آويت. I am the escapee. You gave me refuge. Brothers and sisters, do we remember when we needed Allah? We always need Allah. Do we remember how Allah helped us in this month of Shahar Ramadan? We need to remember Allah's blessings on us. أنا يا رب, أنا يا رب الذي لم أستحيك في الخلاء. I am the one who did not not revere you in isolation. وَلَمْ أُرَاقِبْكَ فِي الْمَلَاءِ. I did not care about sinning in public. أَنَا صَاحِبُ الدَّوَاهِ الْعُظْمَى. I am the possessor of all great sins. أَنَا الَّذِي عَلَى سَيِّدِهِ اجْتَرَى. I am the one who dared his master. أَنَا الَّذِي عَصَيْتُ جَبَّارَ السَّمَاءِ. I am the one who committed a sin against who? The master of the universe. أَنَا الَّذِي أَمْهَلْتَنِي فَمَرْعَوَيْتِ. You gave me the time, my Lord, but I did not pay attention to. اللهم بحق محمد وآل محمد. We ask you, Allah, guidance. We ask you, Allah, direction. We ask you, Allah, forgiveness. We ask you, Allah, repentance. Teach us how to repent to you in this month. Guide us to your path. May Allah Azza wa Jal guide us all to the path. Allahumma, everyone together. Allahumma kun li waliyika al-hujjat ibn al-hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaihi fi hadhihi sa'a wa fi kulli sa'a وليان وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على رسوله محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. الفاتحة.